Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
The sun shone brightly over the bustling city of Philippi, casting warm golden rays over the cobblestone streets. The market was alive with activity, vendors calling out their goods, children laughing as they played games, and the scent of fresh bread and spices filling the air. Amidst the crowd walked two friends, Paul and Silas. Their eyes were filled with kindness, and their smiles brought joy to those they passed. They greeted everyone warmly, eager to share their special message about God's love and the teaching of Jesus. "Good day to you," Paul called out to a group of workers resting under a shady tree. "May peace be with you," Silas added, handing a small loaf of bread to a hungry child. Many people stopped to listen to them speak. Their words were full of hope and love, and they told stories that made hearts feel warm and minds curious. But not everyone was happy about their message. Some of the city leaders watched them with frowns on their faces. "These men are stirring up trouble," one leader grumbled to another. "They're teaching things that go against our customs." One day, as Paul and Silas were on their way to a place of prayer outside the city gates, a young servant girl began to follow them. She had a special ability to predict the future, and her owners made a lot of money from her fortune-telling. "These men are servants of the Most High, telling you the way to be saved," she shouted repeatedly. She followed them day after day, shouting the same words. Paul felt compassion for her. He knew that she was not in control of her own actions and that something was troubling her deeply. Finally, Paul turned to the girl and said firmly but gently, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to be free." Immediately, the girl felt a weight lift off her shoulders. Her eyes brightened and she smiled for the first time in a long while, because the spirit which she was carrying, which was not the spirit of God, it had left her. "Thank you," she whispered, tears of relief in her eyes. But her owners weren't pleased at all. Without her fortune-telling, they couldn't make money anymore. "This is unacceptable," they shouted angrily. "These men have ruined our business." They grabbed Paul and Silas roughly and dragged them to the city officials in the marketplace. The crowd began to gather, curious about the commotion. "These men are Jews and they're causing trouble in our city. They're teaching customs that are not lawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in, shouting and stirring up a frenzy. The city officials were swayed by the uproar. Imagine being punished for helping someone. How unfair does that seem to you? Without giving Paul and Silas a chance to explain, the officials ordered them to be beaten with rods. It was a harsh punishment, and Paul and Silas winced in pain. After the beating, they were thrown into prison. The jailer was instructed to guard them carefully. "Make sure they don't escape," the officials warned. The jailer led them deep into the prison, to the innermost cell, a dark, cold room with thick stone walls. He fastened their feet in wooden stocks, which were uncomfortable, and prevented them from moving. The cell was damp, and the only light came from a tiny window high above. Water dripped from the ceiling, and the air was chilly. Paul and Silas sat on the hard floor, their backs aching from the beating, their feet locked in place. Despite their painful situation, Paul looked over at Silas and offered a small smile. "Well, my friend, it seems we're having quite an adventure," he said lightly. Silas chuckled softly. "Indeed. But you know, even here, we can still praise God." Paul nodded. Yes, let's sing and pray. Our spirits are free, even if our bodies are not. As the night deepened, the prison grew quieter. The other prisoners settled into uneasy sleep, the darkness wrapping around them like a heavy blanket. But from the depths of the prison, a soft melody began to rise. Paul and Silas lifted their voices in song, singing hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good," they sang. "His love endures forever." Their voices were steady and clear, cutting through the darkness. The other prisoners stirred, surprised by the unexpected sound. "Who is singing at this hour?" one prisoner whispered to another. "It's those new men, the ones that were beaten today," came the reply. "How can they sing after all they've been through?" The songs continued, filled the prison with a strange warmth. Even the jailer sitting at his post could hear the melodies drifting through the halls. He paused to listen, feeling a curious stirring in his heart. Have you ever tried singing or listening to music when you felt sad or scared? It can bring comfort and hope, just like it did for Paul and Silas. Around midnight, as Paul and Silas were deep in prayer and song, something extraordinary happened. The ground beneath them began to tremble. "An earthquake!" somebody shouted. The tremble grew stronger, turning into a powerful shake that rattled the entire prison. The walls swayed and the chains securing the prisoners fell loose. The doors swung open with a loud creak, freeing every cell. The prisoners looked around in astonishment. The chains were gone and the doors were open. The jailer woke with a start, thrown off balance by the quake. When he saw the prison doors wide open, panic gripped his heart. "Oh no," he cried, "the prisoners have escaped. What will become of me?" He knew that if the prisoners were gone, he would be in serious trouble with the authorities. In his despair, he drew his sword, ready to harm himself. But before he could do anything, a voice called out from the darkness. "Don't harm yourself, we're all here," Paul shouted loudly. The jailer froze. Could it be true? He grabbed a torch and rushed into the inner prison. There he found Paul and Silas standing calmly in their cell.
"Oh! Oh my!"
the other prisoners nearby. The jailer fell trembling at the feet of Paul and Silas. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" he asked, his voice shaking with emotion. Paul reached out and placed a comforting hand on the jailer's shoulder. "Believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. You and your entire household," he said gently. The jailer looked into Paul's eyes and saw kindness and sincerity. Hope began to bloom in his heart. "Please come with me," the jailer said, leading them out of prison. He brought them to his home, where his family was waiting anxiously. The jailer's wife and children gasped at the sight of the prisoners. "These men stayed when they could have escaped," the jailer explained. "They saved my life." He brought out water and carefully washed the wounds on Paul's and Silas's backs. The cool water soothed their injuries, and they sighed with relief. "Thank you for your kindness," Silas said gratefully. Paul and Silas began to share the message of God's love with the jailer's family. They spoke of Jesus, his teachings, his miracles, his sacrifice on the cross, and his resurrection. They talked about forgiveness, love, and the promise of eternal life. The family listened with wide eyes and opened hearts. The room seemed to fill with a warm glow as they absorbed every word. "I believe," the jailer said firmly. "We all believe." That very night, the jailer and his entire family were baptized. There was laughter and tears of joy as they embraced their new faith. They shared a meal together, the table filled with bread, fruit, and warm stew. The jailer's children laughed as Paul told them stories, and his wife smiled, her heart filled with gratitude. Imagine how wonderful it must have felt for the jailer to find such peace, and for his whole family to share in this newfound joy. As dawn approached, the atmosphere in the house was one of love and happiness. The next morning, messengers from the city officials arrived at the jail. "Release those men," they instructed. "They are free to go." The jailer relayed the message to Paul and Silas, relief evident on his face. "You can leave now," he said. "Go in peace." But Paul replied, "They beat us publicly, without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and they threw us into prison. And now they want to get rid of us quietly. No! No! Let them come themselves and escort us out." Jailer was surprised, but understood their point. He conveyed the message to the officials. When the city officials heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They realized they'd acted unjustly. They came to the jail personally and apologized. "We're sorry for what happened," they said sincerely. "Please accept our apologies and feel free to leave the city." Paul and Silas accepted the apology graciously. They knew that their mission was to spread love and forgiveness. Before leaving Philippi, they returned to Lydia's house, a kind woman who was also a believer. There, they met with other followers, encouraging them to remain strong in their faith. The story of Paul and Silas teaches us that even in the darkest and most difficult times, we can find reasons to be joyful and trust in God. Their songs in the night not only brought comfort to themselves, but also led to a miracle that changed the lives of many. When the earthquake shook the prison, it wasn't just the walls that were moved, it was the hearts of everybody involved. The jailer and his family found faith, the prisoners witnessed kindness and courage, and the city officials learned a lesson about justice. This story reminds us that our actions, even small ones like singing or offering kind words, can have a big impact. When we face challenges, keeping hope alive in our hearts and showing kindness can lead to amazing things. So, next time you feel scared, alone or unsure, remember Paul and Silas singing in the prison. Maybe try singing a song that makes you feel happy, or saying a prayer. You might find that it brings you comfort and even inspires those around you. Prayer is just talking to God. Tell him what you are feeling, because God is your Father, he cares, and he's listening. Are you ready to let your light shine brightly, no matter how dark things may seem? Who knows what miracles might happen when you do? That light comes from knowing God, having God inside us, filling us with love, wonderful things to say and wonderful things to do. Would you like God to fill you with light and love? You would? Well, let's ask God. It's really easy. He's very close. Praying is just talking to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Paul and Silas. and their faithfulness in singing to you, in lifting everybody's spirits, even when they've been thrown into a horrible prison. Lord, thank you for setting them free. Help us in our lives to be free from all the things that this world can do to keep us tied down. And Lord, help us to bring freedom to others. Freedom from their fears. Freedom from the unkindness of other people. Freedom to become the people that you created them to be. Amen.